Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers out there, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, Felix and the United Postal Service, bulk mail haulers hauling the bulk mail to the post offices for mail delivery today. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel to make sure that you got petrol to get you to where you need to go to work today. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social. All with the same handle, at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, over there as well. Now, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see the different things that we have over there. Okay, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you got clear skies up there where you're at. I'm pretty sure you do.
Yes.
Now, the man with no credibility, the man that was completely trashed over all this stuff that came out with the Russia stuff, Adam Schiff, has run his mouth, and I'm just going to finish off our earlier conversation like this. As the hearings unfold, Adam Schiff said he would like the department to investigate any credible allegation of criminal activity on the part of Donald Trump. Now, he also leads the House Intelligence Committee, and there are certain actions and parts of these different lines of effort to overturn the election that he didn't see as evidence in the Justice Department, who's also investigating all this. Sounds like a bunch of double talk.
Every politician, especially the Democrats, is going to leave themselves an out in the conversation. They can make, they choose their words carefully so they can make a declaration or make a statement, but in that, it's squishy words that leave themselves an opening to undo it. And Adam Schiff is a master of that. But, you know, let's also not forget that one of the best things that can necessarily happen is that the Republicans take over the majority in the House and after the midterms, and that during the House Oversight Government Reform Committee, they can do a legitimate investigation into government activities, not Trump, but government activities, what the House did or didn't do when it came to January 6th,
mm-hmm.
As well as so many other things. And they do make criminal referrals However, I will tell you that during the last leadership in the Oversight Committee with Devin Nunes, they made several criminal referrals when it came to all things Russiagate.
Yep.
And even Bidengate, meaning Hunter, or maybe I should say Huntergate.
Huntergate, yep.
And the Department of Justice has done nothing.
Yep.
So we have an activist White House, and we have an activist Justice Department. We have an activist Department of Homeland Security. We have an active Department of Education. I mean, we can go on and on and on. And so the work if the Republicans, maybe even when, the Republicans take the majority again in Congress, I would say that their operational guide sheet or plans should be exceptionally aggressive and widespread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced that any of these things from a timing standpoint can be fixed in 2 years. Mm-hmm. I think some of the damage is so great it could take 10 mm-hmm. to fix this damage.
I don't disagree. Mm-hmm. Don't disagree. Okay, let me play something for just a second. This is a woman, Casper, Wyoming Way, running for Congress against Liz Cheney.
We're fed up with the Green New Deal and the socialists who created it. We're fed up with the attacks on our fossil fuel and energy industries. We're fed up with an open border. We're fed up with human trafficking. We're fed up with fentanyl flooding our country. And we're fed up with illegal immigration. We're fed up with critical race theory. We're fed up with boys competing in girls' sports. We're fed up with...
That brought down the House. That was the biggest comment she got that brought down the House. But her name is Hagan. She's running against Liz Cheney up there in Wyoming, and she is going to be the next congresswoman up there.
Harriet Hageman.
Mm-hmm.
Liz Cheney has been getting an awful lot of campaign money, but she's getting campaign money from people outside of Wyoming.
Yeah, that's her retirement money. All right, hold that thought, because guess what? They can take the money with them when they leave. They don't have to use it for their campaign, as long as they got receipts and all that good stuff. But anyway, that's a story for a different day. All right, I'll be right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Righty, the right after this is me telling you about this segment being brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, the website. Now, Geico has been saving people money for over 85 years now, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll also offer you coverage for the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you have, but where you really save the money is when you bundle it with your homeowners, with your renters, or with your condo insurance. That's where you save the money with Geico. Put it all together and save a bunch of money. So, geico.com, the website, check it out with them. You can even get a rate quote right there off the website if you want to do that. And in the meantime, happy motoring. All right, back to Janice Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Sarah Palin finished tops in Alaska in the congressional voting, but she didn't get 50%, so she and another Republican are going to go at it in another runoff election, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I got that out because right now Aaron is waiting, and she's waiting very patiently to utter the famous words that we're going to hear all week long from people in Colorado. Go ahead, Aaron. It's your turn.
Oh, well, first of all, abs and five. But anyway, that's but the thing is, though, I think January 6th was a setup. I think January 6th was a frame-up, no different than a dirty cop planting evidence to cover up his dirty deeds. This was to, this was to get Trump. It would let all these people come on in. Come on in. insurrection my butt. You know, so to me, this was all planned. This was a setup. We can get Trump, impeach him, because Trump is a threat to the broken down, dark side, dumb donkeys, and their millions of morons, including the rhinos, like Liz Cheney. And also, Denise, could you please give your opinion on Watergate? Cap, Denise, have a good night, and you have a good morning. Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I don't know what she means by my opinion on Watergate. I will say this. Deep Throat, otherwise known as Mark Felt, who died several years ago, his lawyer is a very good friend of mine. And he's written, some time ago he wrote a book about the details and whatnot, but you know, the January 6th is the third impeachment. I think I said that the other day, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
But this time, the first hearing was all about pinning everything on Trump. The next five, because I think there's six in total, will be pinning it on Trump supporters or Trump doctrine supporters. So this is kind of the last hurrah for the Democrats going into the midterms. And that's why I don't think that, you know, timing is everything in Washington, D.C. And this is their effort to sway voters away from the Republicans and sway voters away from the independents and swing them back their way. In fact, the Democrats are fundraising off of this whole January 6th thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you've got Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley, both lawyers, constitutional lawyers, I would argue, they're both Democrats.
Yep.
Have both come out and said that what they saw in this first presentation, this infomercial, was illegitimate, then we need to pay attention. And, to make any kind of criminal referrals over to the Department of Justice doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's really just kind of a talking point. But this Department of Justice is
yeah.
If you just look at the people that are protesting outside of Amy Coney Barrett's house now, as well as Kavanaugh's,
correct,
which is in violation of law, which also is a felony.
Yep.
We know that it's an activist Justice Department, especially when the White House hasn't even come out and said one thing about this cat that got arrested for plotting the murder of Brett Kavanaugh.
Nope.
Not one word.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of the Sunday shows even talked about the attempted assassination on Brett Kavanaugh.
Right.
So we have activist media, which we know, but sometimes we need to be reminded.
Well, using the terminology that was used in terms of Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley, they blamed this January 6th committee for being unethical, quote, end of quote, and failing to prove the charges, quote, end of quote.
I don't know if anybody watched Mark Levin last night.
Yes, I did. Yes.
But, I mean, he quoted Trump's exact words. But here's the fascinating thing. The FBI knew that there was going to be a rally. Everybody knew there was going to be a rally. But the FBI knew that there were going to be questionable players, questionable people there,
mm-hmm,
and what they were necessarily plotting. the FBI would not have held on to that information and not shared it with the mayor, with the sergeant-at-arms, with, you know, marshals, or with Pelosi herself.
Mm-hmm.
So Pelosi obviously knows more than, you know, she's willing to tell, because she's not willing to tell anything.
Of course.
Left herself exempt.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a caller right now. Don't know who this is. So good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. This is Eric in East Tennessee. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, real quick, Ms. Denise is talking about the FBI and the impeachment, third impeachment, and these upcoming trials, quote-unquote trials, if you will, show trials. Here's my opinion. I think she just made a, ma'am, you just made a salient point, and I'm sure that there's others that may have made it also, but they're coming after everyone.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. This is not.
She said that.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is the, in my opinion, the potential setup for officially labeling and pursuing individuals as potential domestic terrorists.
Yes.
I feel that this is history repeating itself, mm-hmm. because how should I say, totalitarianism doesn't start with people.
Tactics.
It starts, yes, ma'am. It starts with scapegoating people,
okay.
And the scapegoat is the one that gets pursued and hunted down. Now, it's a very, you know, I'm not trying to sound hyperbolic here or anything.
Okay, well, you got 30 seconds. You're gonna get cut off.
I'll leave it there, sir. Thanks for taking my call, Semper Fi.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric. Okay, because we've run out of time here, we've got 30 seconds. So
these are KGB Stasi tactics.
Yes.
And if we put them in total, with the disinformation, whatever department they were going to have, and I would argue still have at the Department of Homeland Security, their collaboration with Twitter and Facebook, the people that they're not arresting, the people that are visiting the White House on the visitors' logs, look, we are under assault. And I kind of asked the question because I meant to ask a lawyer this the other day, and I'll put it out there before the time is up. But if you enter a federal building, like happened on January the 6th, federal buildings are government buildings.
Yes.
But the government doesn't own anything. We do, the taxpayers. So
sure.
It's a public building.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Okay, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. I'm sure we'll be talking about whatever happens today at 10 a.m. in Washington, D.C.
Yes, sir.
All right, you take care. That's Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. And I am coming right back for the Military and Veterans News segment right after these messages.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Idaho police arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front on Saturday. A whistleblower saw them loading into a U-Haul truck and called authorities. The men were arrested for misdemeanors after being pulled over near an LGBTQ Pride event in Coeur d'Alene. More than 70 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisory for the next few days, as heat during the day can be potentially deadly, according to the National Weather Service. Advisories cover nearly the entire state of Texas and Oklahoma and extend as far east as Tennessee. St. Louis, Missouri resident Melissa Davenport on Fox 2 News tells them how she beats the heat by getting up early in the morning.
This plays an important role. 6 a.m. or less could be 5:45, 5:30. I'm even looking to go down a little bit earlier than 6. So whatever it takes just to jump, get ahead of the heat.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. For more information, we'll give you their phone number. We'll tell you where their campuses are when they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, first of all, get your questions ready for this week. Bo will be in here on Thursday with me and be answering your questions because, again, I can tell you beyond no shadow of any doubt that if you are looking for a high-paying, in-demand job that requires a little mental and physical attitude and aptitude, if you will, to do your job, then the place to go is the National Aviation Academy. If you've got any kind of mechanical ability, if you put together miniature aircraft, model aircraft, trains, if you've worked on bicycles, if you worked on cars, if you worked on trucks, hell, if you worked on planes, obviously, you want to check them out
and think about becoming an aviation maintenance technician. Now, very simple to do. Go to the website, National Aviation Academy's website, NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things they have to offer, NAA.edu. That's number one. Number two, after you do that, they have two campuses to choose from. Clearwater, Florida is one of them. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Now, Clearwater's right here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. Clearwater's on the other side. But call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. You can take the tour of both campuses if you want to make up your mind. And then jump on the program and get on down. Because you won't regret making this decision. You won't regret. You're going to come right out of the box with a really good salary. And by the way, the opportunity for pay is basically unlimited, because if you go overseas with one of the military companies, they're one of the contractors, you're going to get a triple-digit salary. You're also going to get other money for living expenses and whatnot. If you go to work for a commercial airline, let's say they want you to go to Saudi Arabia, or they want you to go to Japan, or they want you to go to the Philippines, you're going to get paid extra money to go over there. More than likely, it'll be a three-figure salary. But you'll have the opportunity to make as much money as you possibly can make on your skill set. And the more you learn, the more you earn. It's that simple. So, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, phone number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their schools. Tremendous opportunity for young men and women. Well, Ukraine has got my attention this morning because of a couple of things. First of all, Zelensky is saying that his troops are keeping up defying the predictions that they were supposed to be long gone and buried under the rug somewhere. They're putting up one hell of a fight, and they still are. And he's still asking for more weapons, as many that he can get his hands on, to go after the Russians. And I think we should be helping them whichever way we can. Again, these are not just free things they're being given. You understand that. Some are, but most of them are not. They're being sold, these systems. And then they'll be paying them back, hopefully, when they get themselves restored. But Vladimir Putin today is going to be meeting with the heads of several foreign companies in St. Petersburg, Russia. Now, he's obviously trying to keep the companies there and trying to give them assurances and guarantees that they'll be okay to stay there. But a lot of these foreign companies are moving out of Russia as we speak. In addition, there's a report that NATO countries have stopped shipping tanks to the Ukraine. I don't know what that's all about. I tried to find out about it yesterday, but I couldn't find out anything of substance. So we'll have to wait till the press articles come out today, I guess. Now, there was a former British soldier who was killed in fighting for the Ukraine. He was a mercenary. By the way, we've been told there'll be no pardon for the captured Britons sentenced to death for being mercenaries. And it was a rocket attack on Ukraine's Kharkiv city, which injured some 22 people. By the way, the teen drone hero, the young man who's been flying the drones around for the Ukraine and destroying a bunch of tanks and artillery, says that he's happy that we destroyed someone, because he had no confidence in his ability to be able to do anything, but he did it. By the way, Russian also says that it destroyed a depot with Western weapons that they had captured from the Ukraine forces. And Ukraine says Russia is said to be using more deadly weapons. Yeah, we get that. that's to be expected, because they want to win. I don't think if you had to right now determine if there was a winner in all of this, I don't think there is one. I think it's great that the Ukrainian forces have stood up and are still standing, and they're fighting as hard as they can. But the Russians, behind the scenes, are activating a draft. They're going to send more troops. I mean, here we go. They're in this to not just win, but to destroy anything that's Ukraine. Make no mistake about it. And by the way, the three deadly air crashes the military has had, killing six service members between San Diego and Yuma across the desert of California out there, is currently under investigation. There is a report that they may be putting some ospreys down for a while they do their investigation and check the planes to make sure everything is okay. I'll let you know if I hear something, but right now, that's all I know so far. That's all anybody knows so far. And from the Space Force, the rocket firm Astra's space mission to send tiny storm monitoring NASA satellites failed. The weather satellites were lost in the process, too. So they'll have to start over from scratch. There was a lot of money in that project there that was wasted. And by the way, we have a story coming out of Seoul this morning. Apparently North Korea fired a suspected artillery piece into the sea, at least one anyway. And this is coming from Seoul, South Korea. So we have to assume that perhaps that is legitimate. Also, remember retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North? Well, on Sunday, he said that U.S. policy now, the U.S. is more vulnerable now since the end of World War II because of the leadership and because of what we're not doing overseas. And I would not have any problem agreeing with that. In addition, China's new warnings to the U.S. about the Taiwan Strait are very alarming. They've started with the saber rattling again, that they will confront, if they confront one of our ships, they may or may not take the ability to sink it. Well, wrong thing to say. Wrong thing to say. But that's what they're saying. Okay. We'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up right after these messages on a Monday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. Appreciate you doing that for us in this portion of the program. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, let me remind everybody that Moss Acura does a lot of business all throughout my listening area, wherever I am being heard. They've sold vehicles to people up and down the East Coast, over in the Midwest, out in the West Coast. And I do mean West Coast this time, not just Phoenix, Arizona, but further west for people that have heard what they do and then come back and bought from us when they're in the area. Now, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, mossacura.com, the website. Remember, the You Serve, You Save program, one of the few places in the country that does this. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to them. Located on North Florida Avenue, here in Tampa, right next to Moss Nissan. The website, again, mossacura.com. Make sure you check on them and tell them the captain sent you. You got a great selection of new and used vehicles. Okay, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Okay, question of the day. Wednesday, the big Stanley Cup final start. You got a favorite?
Yeah, how do you go against the champs at this point in time? I just don't think you can. here in New York, everyone was getting excited with the Rangers. And quite frankly, I'm watching game three, and the Rangers are up 2-0. And as soon as they lost that game, I said, it's over. It was over. Even though the Tampa was up, was down 2-1 at that point in time, they're too good of a team. If you get a team of that caliber down and you find a way to be ahead of them, you got to put them away. Yeah, because they just know how to win. And, you know, that's something. It's just learning how to win. As someone who's coached for a very long period of time, it's something that certain teams have and certain people have. It's just a way to figure out how to win games in some way, shape, matter, or form. There's certain players out there that have always been capable of doing that, you know, come to mind. They're just winners.
All right, I'm going to take one phone call here, and I'm going to go over right now to take it. So here we go. Mr. Mike in Clearwater, what's up?
How you doing, Chris? You know, financially, we're headed into perilous times, and I'm reminded of about 14 years ago when we had the Great Recession, the mortgage crash. I just want to warn people, you know, when we go into survival mode, we do irrational things, and I think people have a tendency to, well, I can't make the grocery bill this month, so I'm going to use the credit card. You know, I can't pay this bill this month, so I'm going to use the credit card. And I remember banks were slashing people's credit limits dramatically. And I just want to warn folks, you know, if you're not disciplined, maybe it's time to close those cards temporarily until we get a solution to this financial crisis.
Okay, is that your question? Is that your question then?
Yeah, I just wonder, Chris, do you see that happening again where the banks are going to cut people off?
I gotta be honest. I don't. The bank's balance sheet now, the bank's balance sheets right now are this is to compare this to 2007-2008, where all of the banks had on their books too much of this mortgage garbage because they were pumping it in. They were trying to pump it into all of these securities that people were selling on the other side. It's a completely different scenario. I mean, we're dealing with inflation right now is what we're dealing with. That's the financial problem we have here in this country. It's a completely different scenario. The bank's balance sheets are very, very strong. And quite frankly, with interest rates coming up, that benefits them to a greater degree in the amount of money that they're going to be able to make when they lend out funds. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a different scenario. Mm-hmm. I think that people are going to have to hunker down and rejigger their balance sheets within their households. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the reality. You might have to change some things, cancel trip, you know, maybe not go so many places, you know, for certain people out there.
Right.
But even still, I'm out and about, Captain. And, you know, despite, you know, all the gloom and doom that he's pushing out there, you know, the airports are full. Airplanes are full. Hotels are full. I went to a lacrosse tournament this weekend. You know, everybody's still going. Everybody's still doing everything. So, again, you got to take a look around. You know, the world's not ending, okay? They always pitch that. It only happens one time. Don't bet on it.
And let me add this to it. I have not asked for or wanted another credit card at all, period. I have two that I use, and that's it. Last week, Chris, I got 6 Euro-approved credit card apps. 6.
You know, credit card companies. I mean, you know, they charge high interest rates because those are, you know, loans that they can't collect on if somebody fails to pay. Mm-hmm. And I try to use credit cards for everything. Why? Well, because I get points and I pay them in full at the end of the month. You have to be very disciplined.
And you have a record of your expense.
Yeah, and yeah, it makes it much easier for my accountant at the end of the year as well. You know, I'd much rather do that than have to write.
I guess my point was is that it looks like as if they're starting to throw the credit cards back out there again. I don't know why. I don't want one. So, you know, anybody listening, don't send me one, an application. But they're sending me pre-approved applications. You're approved for this. You're approved for that. I mean, shoot, man. I don't want it. I know better.
Again, you know, they spend a lot of money trying to bring new people in, but you know, they also charge, you know, the fee every single time you use it to the merchants. And again, you know, the merchants might not like paying the fee, but it also, you know, sometimes makes their life a little bit easier too when it comes to cash and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, the financial system by any stretch of the imagination. What we need to be focused on is inflation. That's a problem. That's not a That's not a financial system issue.
Okay, well, Joe Biden's Irish economic advisor, Mohammed El Arian, has said that the inflation rate could hit 9%, and the U.S. economy is officially in a stagflation, not going anywhere, probably the rest of the year.
Yeah, but listen, I've worked with Mohammed. He used to manage, used to be a bond portfolio manager over at PIMCO, and he was pretty good at that. But right now, he's basically a politician. He also runs, now he's president of a college in London, Queen's College in London.
Oh, wow.
If I'm not mistaken. But he plays politics. He's on CNBC on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And, he wasn't like myself. He wasn't like Larry Summers, who last year was coming out and yelling and screaming about, the inflation and what was coming. And it obviously came. But he comes out this weekend because he's one of the go-to guys. And let's face it. His name is Mohammed. So he clicks some of the diversity buttons on the major networks. And he comes out and says that, if the Fed were raised rates last year by a little bit, they would have dealt with the problem. Now, the problem with Mohammed is that he is a big government guy, and he was for all of this government stimulus spending. The reason why the Fed printed so much money is because they have to basically monetize our nation's debt. Where are you going to get that $1.9 trillion that you're going to splash all over the country? Well, you get it from the Fed. And again, this is they talk about these things on the Sunday shows, and unfortunately, the anchors that work at these programs, they don't understand how the world works, and they don't understand how money works. But the Fed is our government's banker, and that's where they go to when they need more money. That's how it works. They just print more of it. That's how it goes. Our government will issue more debt, and the Fed will buy it. And that's just the system here. They always talk about Fed. Biden's talking about the Fed independence. Come on. It's just ridiculous. Cut it out.
Let's talk about gasoline, because the average price of U.S. gasoline yesterday jumped to $5.10 per gallon across the country. However, in the states where the gasoline taxes are much cheaper, it's not even close to that, thank God. In Georgia, where they dropped the gasoline tax altogether for the rest of the year, it's about $4.35 or so a gallon there right now in Georgia.
It's still too damn high.
Right. You're right.
We're quibbling over you know 5 cents, 10 cents here, and I know it adds up, but let's be honest here, people. It's patently absurd what we're dealing with right now.
There's no reason for this to be the way it is, and I keep hearing the people go, "Well, we can't do anything. We're just we can. Put me in charge of the Department of Energy, and I'll show you what we'll do. I'll have every damn oil rig out there pumping. I'll have every refinery that can refine oil refining it, and I'll say to the oil companies, okay, the time has come. Drop your price 20%, 25%, and let's go for the gusto. We want to be number one again."
You know what's funny? I'm reading this morning. You know that China and India together are increasing their amount of coal production,
yes,
by 700 million tons this year.
Yep.
That's more than we produce altogether.
Yep, you're right. Okay.
Well, I mean, so the rest of the world understands that they don't want to have blackouts, they want a brownout, they need electricity, yep, and they're going to do what's necessary.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out. I'll be back with Frank Salvato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.